Good afternoon. First of all, thank you both for your presence here and also for sharing your knowledge and experience. I appreciate it very much. My question is indirectly related to the topic discussed just right now. And I was hoping, and the question is to the both of you, by the way, what should one consider when one is out seeking or looking for a teacher or a guru to help him or her guide on their personal journey? What are the things that they should consider? What are the pitfalls, and what are the things you have to take into consideration before you choose your teacher, and hopefully also be chosen to be the student, of course.
And I'm thinking, you know, it's actually not easy, in the sense that, or not straightforward, because I saw many people show up with their list of what they thought a perfect teacher should be. To be at and were there with Ajahn Chah at his monastery, and they leave. I saw others, saw myself. On a certain level, not really looking for a teacher or a guru. And in fact, having kind of aversion to that. I got to go find my guru sort of thing. But then being... having a immense sort of feeling of connection and commitment to Ajahn. And then it also, I think one of the things that to me, it's similar to Swami, how do you talk about this? but it, the I think it's just that commitment to truth, and not a commitment to self, in the sense of I need to have a teacher who's going to care for me, look after me, be what I want. That's a terrible foundation. Having too many expectations of what a teacher should be, because there's no such thing as a perfect teacher or a perfect monastery from the if the mind is always seeking and comparing, it's only when we are say willing to give ourselves to truth or to reality the teacher makes sense. So those are, it's really hard to talk about in a concrete way. I mean, of course, yes, you look at the integrity of a teacher. You do look at the skill that they have, but there's also, I've met many. I mean, one of the things that having had the great good fortune to meet a good teacher, it opens doors to, say, meeting other good teachers, and many of those teachers are not necessarily, say, like Ajahn Chah is extremely charismatic, but that's not a condition of being a teacher. It's just a condition of personality. And some are maybe not even all that articulate, but their being is very pure. So that one has something to learn from them. So I think maybe that willingness to learn, the willingness to be open to truth is what we want to be paying attention to, and then doors open.